Station.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. I want to show you a couple things right now. There are two name tags. This one says Francois Clemens, and this one says school bus. Now I'm going to show you Francois Clemens' picture, and I want you to tell me which one of these name tags says his name. Do you remember? Remember that one said school bus? And this one says Francois Clemens under here. Okay, I'll put Francois Clemens' name on his picture. Did you ever see name tags like that? So, there's his picture with his name. Now I'll put the other one on the trolley, school bus. Okay, trolley. Trolley, I have a name tag for you. I'll put right there. Good. School bus, it says. So let's pretend more about the beginning of school in the neighborhood of make-believe. You remember yesterday, Anna, Prince, and Daniel all started to school at someplace else. Harriet Elizabeth Cow is the teacher, and they all seem to be having a good time. But let's pretend first about the people back in the neighborhood of make-believe, the king and queen and all of them. Let's think about what they might be doing at home while the children are away at school. And we'll just pretend that Francois Clemens comes to visit, too. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, here comes a trolley school bus now.
A trolley school bus, I presume.
I was just waiting to go to the new school with you, trolley. That's what I understand. I can hardly wait to see it.
And you say you're going to the school to sing for the children?
That's right. Mrs. Cow invited me. She suggested that I make up a new song using the names of the children.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Daniel, Prince, and Anna.
Song.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, it does sound nice, but why is the prince always in the middle? I mean, you sing Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Daniel Prince and Anna.
Well, it just makes better musical form, King Friday. Prince, Daniel, and Anna just doesn't have the same flow as Anna, Prince, and Daniel.
Well, I wasn't thinking of musical form.
Hello, Dr. Bill and Mrs. Platypus. How are you?
Platypuses. Oh, good.
Well, I guess I must be going. I'm going to someplace else and school.
Oh, well, I hope you have a grand time.
Thank you.
Well, this is a surprise to have you both come over like this. To what do we owe this visit?
Well, I invited them Friday to come over.
Oh, and we're so glad you did.
Hi, we were just talking about how we miss our little Anna.
Oh, yes. And I miss Prince Tuesday. It's lonely in the castle without him.
Oh, I've been thinking all day about what a big thing this is, the first week of school for children.
Yes.
But also what a big thing it is for parents.
Aye, it can be a lonely time.
Nonsense. Why are all of you lonely? I mean, I'm glad my son is in school. He's going there so he can grow up to be a wise prince and someday a king like his father.
That's fine, dear. But he's a little boy right now, and it's all right to miss him when he's away.
Yes, I wonder what they are doing right now.
Yes, I do wonder myself.
To listen, because I sure like to play.
Do you have any questions you'd like to ask Handyman Negri?
I do, Miss Cow.
Oh, well, go right ahead, dear.
Does it hurt your fingers to play the guitar?
Well, when I first started to play, you know, when I was little, my fingers would hurt a bit then. But as I would practice, my fingers got tougher, and now they don't hurt at all.
Good question, Anna. Are there any other questions?
Do only men play the guitar?
I think you ought to answer that question, Lady Evelyn.
Well, men play, to be sure, but boys play, and girls play, and women play the guitar.
Yes, girls and women and boys and men have many things they can choose to do in this world.
So much to choose in the world.
Hmm. So much for girls and for boys. There's so much for women,
so much for men.
So much to choose in the world.
What a charming little song.
Well, we just made it up, didn't we? By playing.
Yeah, it's fun to make up all sorts of things.
Oh, my. What a good start we have.
I think so, too.
Well, yeah. I think we should go inside now.
Oh, yeah.
It's all finished in there, isn't
it? Yes, it sure is. It really is all finished now.
Good for us all.
Well, I'm anxious to see inside.
Well, there will be desks and chairs.
It's just the right size for us.
That's right.
And we can put our pencil boxes right on the desk?
You certainly may. And in a little while, Francois Clemens will come and sing your names.
Let's get going.
Well, I should join you. I'm going back to the castle to do some work. I'll see you all when you get home. Bye.
Thanks again, Handy.
Thank you, Handy.
Well, here we go. Inside our new school.
School.
Wow, look at this new school.
Here's your pencil box.
Thank you.
And Anna.
Okay. Now, I'd like to show you the name tags that I've made for you. Would you hold these up, Lady Evelyn, as I talk about them, please?
Sure. I've always wanted to be a teacher's helper.
Mm-hmm. This is Daniel's name. Will everyone please say Daniel?
Daniel.
All right. Now, this is Anna's name.
Anna.
Very good. And this is Prince's name.
Prince.
Prince. Very good. Now, which one is this one?
That one's mine. It looks like the back of my pencil box.
Good for you, Anna.
Here, let me just put it on you. Is that all
right?
Yeah,
let her wear that, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd like
there
to.
You go,
thank
Anna.
You.
Oh, good.
Okay, now, whose is this one.
Oh, that one's mine. I want Lady Aberlin to put it on me, too.
Well, you look carefully now.
Hmm? I think that one is mine.
That's right, Daniel.
Could I wear mine, too?
Surely. You may wear that. Go
there
right ahead.
There you go, Daniel.
Lady Aberlin?
Can you put it on me?
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, boy.
Very nice.
No name tag.
And I'll bet everyone knows whose name this one is.
Mine! Can I wear mine, too?
You're all right. Of course you may.
School day.
There's Mr. Clemens. Wear your name tag.
What a beautiful new school you have here, everyone.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Clemens, and welcome. We're glad you came.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm all set to sing the name song that you asked me to make up for your students, Miss Cow.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Daniel, Prince, and Anna are near. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Daniel, Prince, and Anna are here.
That's lovely. What I hoped for.
Well, I'm glad. Here are the words. Would you like to sing along with me?
Wouldn't that
Sure.
Okay, I'll point to it here.
Okay.
Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Daniel, Prince, and Anna are near.
Well, we are near.
Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Daniel, Prince, and Anna.
Very, very good. I'm proud of all of you. You know, I remember going to my school, and the part that I liked the most was music class.
I guess you would guess that, right?
But the other part that I liked a lot was when it was time to go home.
Oh, my goodness, that reminds me. It's almost time for these children to go home.
But when are we going to learn to read?
Well, you have learned to read some things already.
What?
Well, your names.
Oh, Anna, Prince, and Daniel.
Very good.
Oh, is that all?
Would you like to read another word before you go home today?
Yes.
All right. Would you think, let's see, what do you think this word would be? It's something that Handyman and Lady Aberlin know how to play.
Is it guitar?
That's the word.
I knew it was that all the time.
Did you really know what that said, Prince?
Well, I thought so.
I didn't know it right away, but I think I'll always remember it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't really make any difference who knows it first. Maybe we all know it now. I think every day we'll learn something new.
I hope we can remember it all.
There's only one thing I'd like you to remember the next time you come.
What's that?
Please bring your name tags back with you. Because next time, we'll review each other's names and sing the new name song.
Oh,
and we'll do lots of things, like playground time and drawing a picture of your favorite thing. Oh, and right now, I think we should get ready to go out and get the trolley school bus to take you safely home. And I really want to thank you, Lady Aberlin, and Mr. Clemens for your help in making this day so special.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Out we go, everybody.
Having just checked the castle clock, it seems to me that this day of schooling will soon be over.
Oh, it does seem like it should be time.
Oh, now, look who's coming now.
Oh, Handyman.
Hi, Prince. How are you?
How are things at the school?
Well, when I left, the building was finished, and it looked great.
But the children, how about the children? How are they doing?
Oh, the children seem to be doing very well. They were asking excellent questions, and they all seemed like they wanted to learn.
Well, what kind of meeting is this here?
Oh, we're just waiting for the children to come home now. They're due from school any time, Lady Elaine.
Well, just so they were first in their class, that's all I care.
They should be coming any minute now.
Yes, I guess so. Oh, I hear the trolley.
Let's be coming here.
Hey, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Everybody's here.
Well, now, how was your new school?
Oh, I liked it. And this is my name. It says Prince.
Very good, son.
Oh, and we learned to read the word guitar, and there was a playground, and we sang songs.
And we sang so much to choose in the world. So much to choose in the world.
Oh, that's Bill Fine, my dear. Oh, we're so glad to see you, Anna. Oh.
And I'm glad to be home. But I like school a lot, too.
It wasn't scary at all, Lady Elaine.
No, we didn't have to know all that stuff you were making us memorize.
All I want to know is one thing from all three of you.
What is that?
Were you three the best in the class?
Yes, we were.
Good. Then all my efforts were worthwhile. Anytime you need good old Fairchild for any more help, just let me know. Toot-toot.
So long, Lady Elaine. Well, I'm certainly proud of all three of you.
And I'm proud of you, Uncle Freddy, for asking us to build the school.
Yes, well, I give my best felicitations to all of you. You had a very prosperous week. Yes.
Oh, thank you for your help, too, Trolley School Bus.
Let's sing our name song for everybody.
Oh, good idea.
Why don't you do that?
Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Anna, I'm here. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel.
Anna, Prince, and Daniel have started to school, and their teacher knew how to make a good beginning for them, didn't she? Well, just take off your costume, Trolley, because we'll be pretending other things next week. So, off you go. I've enjoyed pretending about the school in the neighborhood of make-believe, but before I leave today, I'd like to take you to see the outside and inside of a real school bus. I know a school bus driver who said she'd be glad to show us through her bus. Her name is Mrs. Grace Lutz, and I'd like you to meet her and see her. So we'll just go over there now to see a real school bus, you and I together. Hi, Grace.
Well, hello, Fred. How are you today?
Good, thanks. You know, I told you I wanted to show my television friends the outside and inside of the school bus. Each one has a number. It's certainly big. Big wheels. See that? And that school bus sign up there.
Yep, every school bus has school bus sign on it, Fred. Would you care to come inside?
Sure. I'd like to see the inside.
Watch this step. It's a big one. All the little children hold on the rail with both hands when they come up.
You mean this rail here?
Right there.
Oh, that's one of the first things they'd see. That is a tall step. And this is a long bus. A lot of seats in here.
Yep, Fred, 22 seats for 66 children.
66 children, that means that somebody's always sitting beside you, huh?
There's three children in each seat.
I see. Well, now, when the children come in, Grace, what's the first thing that you ask them to do?
I asked them to get in and set each seat by the window, and as they file in, they fill up the seat and keep going back.
I see. And the younger ones sit in a special place? Or?
We like them on the inside by the window, and that's about the safest spot for them.
So that the younger ones are really nearest you, is that right?
I keep them in the front where I can keep my eye on them.
Uh-huh. And then once they're all seated, what do you do?
Well, I close the door, Fred, before I pull out.
I see. And for them to keep safe while you're driving along, what's the best thing for them to do?
To be seated, and I can see them all in the mirror. How about you sitting here and looking?
I'd be glad to. I like to try new things. it's a big steering wheel. Oh, yeah, I can see.
All the way to the back. Even when they peek down over the seats, you can see the little heads.
Now, why don't you move back in some of the seats so I can see you?
Okay.
Just take any seat, just so long as I can...
How about here, Fred?
I can see you. Yep.
One more?
Sure. So this is the way you're able to tell that the children are all right back there.
This is what you see, Fred.
Sure, because the children are a lot shorter than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Come on back up. This is your bus. It's fun. What do the children call you, Grace?
They call me lots of things, Fred. They call me Mrs. Lutz, Grace, but Witchy Poo at Halloween.
Witchy Poo?
Witchy Poo.
Why do they call you
that? I put my witch's hat on and hand out the Halloween treats, my mask and all. Witchy Poo.
Oh, they're lucky to have you.
Fred, it's time to go pick them up. Would you like to ride along?
I would.
All right, ready to go?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Children are excited, ready to go home. What's that loud noise?
That is my air brakes.
Oh, I see.
And now all my four wheels are locked, and the bus will not move till I start it again.
I see. Welcome to bus number 17. It's the end of your school week, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're all set to go home.
That's right. Here we go.
Grace's father was a teacher, so she knows a lot about schools. I know one child who kissed Grace every day when she took her home. Grace really loves children. Here you are, fish. Fish are always hungry. I give them just a little bit each day. You know, when I was a boy, I really wanted to learn how to read and write the way I saw my mother and dad doing. So I was anxious to go to school. When I did go, my teacher helped me to recognize words like my name. But that was only the beginning. It took me a long time to learn to read and write. But I did. And I found I was proud even while I was learning. And I was learning lots of other things, too, like numbers. Sometimes my teacher would let me count all the children in the class. And I was learning to play better, too. Somehow learning seems to make you feel good about yourself. Have you gone to school yet? Or will you go soon so you can learn from your teacher? Teachers need children like you. They couldn't be teachers if they didn't have somebody to teach. And what they like best is someone who really wants to learn. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud as I am. Proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. This is a name tag that I want to write three letters on. Y-O-U. And that spells you. I wish I could give it to you. I'm just a television friend, a television teacher. Your real teacher at school has lots of things to share with you. Whenever you go, I hope you can remember how many wonderful things there are to learn about, especially people, because every person is different. People may have many of the same interests, but nobody's exactly the same as anybody else. That's one thing that makes us all so wonderful. You're the only person in the whole world who is you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Bye, special friend.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.
When Your Child Goes to School is a booklet by Fred Rogers for young children and their parents to help prepare for going to school. A single copy is available free by sending a business-size self-addressed stamped envelope to Mr. Rogers School Booklet, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213.